So welcome to another online lesson. And choosing to do this lesson today was inspired by meeting with and working with several different people who were speaking to me about challenges that they were having with their shoulder and neck area. And a lot of times we have lessons that require a lot of movement. This lesson, while it does have movement, is going to be an opportunity for you to really go into depth to experience the anatomy of your shoulder girdle and then how you can use that knowledge to connect up with the rest of yourself. So first of all, we're going to begin with just a tour of your shoulder girdle area. So take a moment, lying on your back, preferably your arms by your side, and begin to just sense how your two shoulder blades relate to the floor. And if you could just picture in your mind's eye, you know, Feldenkrais lessons are often called experiential anatomy. And so you're going to have this experience right now of those two kind of triangular, almost plate-like bones that are back there, and starting to sense whether it feels like the weight is the same on the two sides, whether it feels like one or the other is more on the inside edge of that shoulder blade or scapula. Can you feel the broadness of the shoulder blade itself? And perhaps the two sides feel a little different from each other in one way or another. And if you could, just for a moment, have an internal picture, right? Your shoulder blades, they're actually lying. When you're lying down, your ribs are lying on your shoulder blades. There's actually ribs under your shoulder blades. So your shoulder blades have this capability of sliding along your ribs. Don't worry about that right now, but just having that sense that there's something connecting and also allowing those shoulder blades to help your arms. And then let your attention travel to the front of your shoulders and just sense for yourself how far each shoulder is from the floor. If you think about your humerus bone, the top of your arm, is that touching the floor? Are your arms, the tops of your arms, lifted away a little bit? Does one shoulder feel a little higher towards the ceiling than the other? And then also noticing the relationship of these two shoulders to your neck and your head. If you turn your attention to the right side of your neck, just sense the spaciousness on that side, what you feel at the very top of your shoulders. If you were to measure the distance of your right ear to your right shoulder, and then try the same thing with your left shoulder. And just sensing that top area, the neck, the ear. And sometimes, of course, immediately I can also get a sensation of my face. It's interesting how even my shoulders could affect the way my face feels on each side. And then notice how your arms are lying on the floor. How you've chosen to place your hands. And then, of course, because it will involve the rest of you, just begin to start to sense from your arms into your shoulder blades and then to your spine. And just go down your spine, noticing which parts of your spine are in contact with the floor, which parts of your spine are not in contact with the floor, and coming down to your pelvis. And as we've talked in other classes, it's kind of interesting how the pelvic girdle and the shoulder girdle kind of mirror each other, right? Your pelvis also has these two kind of big bones that you're resting on. Of course, they're slightly different in shape. They come around as a bowl. But you might notice that here also, you might feel that one side of you is more towards an edge or flattened out. And how does that relate to what you experienced in your shoulder area? Is it the same side? Is it a diagonal side? and then gently roll your head right and left, very easily. And as you're rolling your head, because this lesson will look at the whole relationship of the head and the neck to the shoulders, just noticing for yourself if you roll the same way in each direction, whether in some way it impacts on how the two shoulders connect to the floor as you roll to your right. Does your right shoulder girdle get heavier or lighter? How far down your spine can you feel the result of that rolling? Do you feel something different in the side of the neck when you go to the right versus the left? And then pause a second. And in this lesson, it's better to have your legs long, but if at any point you need to bend your legs, it's fine. And because of the fact that you'll be doing a lot of the movement, not all of the movement, but a lot of the movement with your legs long, if when we need to rest, you want to bend your legs, that's totally fine. So each person take care of yourself as you're doing this lesson in terms of how your lower back feels as we continue. And if you are working with your legs long, you can let your legs be slightly spread. It kind of supports it a little bit better. So now raise both of your arms towards the ceiling so that your fingers are pointing to the ceiling. The arms are straight all the way up. So it's kind of like almost like a reaching motion. And just begin a reaching motion with one arm. Let's say your right arm. So you begin reaching with your right arm and then letting the shoulder blade come back down to the floor a few times. And just feel that a couple of times, how you do it, what you're feeling. And then pause and try the same thing with your left arm. And just notice for yourselves which one is easier. And you can go back and forth a couple times to assess for yourself. A lot of people will have one shoulder that moves more easily than the other one. And so decide for yourself right now whether you have one that's easier or not. And then just put your arms down. So in this lesson, the first part of the lesson, you're going to be working with what we would consider to be the easier arm. So some of you may have found that they're both about the same, and in that case, you just choose one. So we're going to call it the chosen arm. And again, remembering that you want to work with the one that's easier, not the one that feels injured. So if you've chosen an arm, and hopefully you have, just raise that arm towards the ceiling. And when you raise your arm, you don't have to have your fingers stretched. You don't have to have your arm super tight and straight. It can be soft and easy. Your wrist can be drooping. But you're going to begin that same movement that you just did with that arm, raising the arm up and then letting the shoulder blade come down very easily. And as you're raising the arm, could you begin to pay attention to what you're feeling? Let's start with that shoulder blade. How much does it lift off the floor? And when it comes down, what part contacts first? Do you feel like you hit the edge or the plate part? As you continue lifting your arm in this way, what do you feel in the front quadrant of your ribs where the clavicle is? Can you sense your ribs? Underneath the clavicle. And then could you also pay attention and notice that as you're lifting your arm, that there might be a change of weight somewhere else. So as that arm goes up and that whole right side of you starts to lift a little bit, does the left side get a little heavier? Do you feel something perhaps in the lower part of your rib cage? Do you feel anything in the side of the neck, on the right side or the left side? And then let it go. Bring the arm down. Take a rest. And now bring that same arm up again. And now this time, you're going to explore kind of going in the opposite direction. So if your arm was elevated just a hair for the first part, then as you come down, could you press your shoulder back into the floor? And you don't have to lift it very much after that. You can kind of just feel yourself pressing your shoulder and releasing. And as you press that shoulder blade back into the floor, or maybe you feel it even at the outside of your arm, could you begin to just play, explore a little bit, and press different parts of your shoulder blade? So as you press, you know, you could press the inside edge, you could press down at the lower tip of it, you might try to press that whole plate of yourself down. You may find that it actually changes where your arm is. And then you can actually even begin to play and intentionally change your arm. So you could reach your arm slightly to the left, for example, and then press the shoulder blade down. You could reach your arm slightly above your head and press the shoulder blade down so that you're really exploring, in a sense, all of the capabilities of that shoulder blade. And then pause a second, bring your arm back to its upper perpendicular position, and just see what it's like now to just raise the shoulder and put it back down again. And notice, has it changed in any way? And then let it go and take a rest. And as you're resting, just notice if the two shoulder blades are connecting to the floor in a different way. And then once again, raise your arm up. And so you were pressing in all these different parts of your shoulder blade. Now, could you see the circumference of the shoulder blade? And could you begin tracing by pressing into the floor, maybe as if there was like some kind of paint that outlined your entire shoulder blade, and you're trying to paint a circle on the floor with your shoulder blade going all the way around? Stick with one direction just a couple of times. Take your time. Of course, your arm will move a little bit. And begin to just also allow whatever else wants to move with your arm and shoulder to move, so you don't have to inhibit yourself. Remember, you're pressing your shoulder blade into the floor. So it's not that you're just swinging your arm, but you're actually thinking about making that circle. And then put your arm down, pause a moment. And then, of course, raise your arm up and reverse. And it's interesting to note for oneself where the contact is different when you've reversed it, but also to notice where it doesn't quite want to make a circle. Of course, it's not really a circle. The shoulder blade is a triangle, but to just feel where it doesn't feel like it wants to make contact. And that's information for us, because the shoulder blade, the whole shoulder girdle area, your arm, is connected to your ribs and to your neck area. So as you're doing this movement, you're impacting on all of those muscles as well. And then let that go, bring your arm down, and rest. And just bring your arm up for a moment and try the original movement. Just reaching your arm up and letting the shoulder blade come down. And just notice what it feels like now. And then put it back down. It was just to kind of check it out. And now could you begin to roll your head left and right? And just notice, is it different to one side than the other side after having done this movement of the shoulder? Again, as you do this, just like we did when you were lifting the shoulder before, do you sense a change in any weight anywhere else as you roll your head? Maybe even all the way down into your pelvis. And then pause with the movement of your head. Raise your arm again. And now, as you raise your arm, could you roll your head away from your arm? So it's in the opposite direction of the arm that you've chosen. If it's your right arm, then you'd be rolling your head to the left. If it's your left arm, you'd be rolling your head to the right. And begin to notice for yourself, how are you doing this? Are you doing it where you raise your arm and then you roll your head in two separate movements? Or maybe you're rolling your head first and then your arm is joining in? And could you begin to play with the idea that it's the raising of the arm that's moving the head, almost as if your arm is rolling your head? Could you let that happen? And again, remember, it doesn't have to be a huge movement. Keeping it as soft and easy as possible. So you start to feel that shoulder coming up off the floor. Your clavicle starts to move a little to the right. You'll feel the left side get a little heavy. Pay attention to what you're feeling in your rib cage on the left side as you roll. Remember, less is more. You don't have to go in a huge movement here. You don't have to roll all the way to your side by any means. And then let that go. Actually, leave your arm up for a second and just see what it's like to just move your arm now. Is it easier to differentiate from the head now, or does the head want to join in? And then let that go and rest. One of the things about Feldenkrais that is so powerful for me is this idea of function, right? So it's not like we're trying to get more flexible shoulders, but we're looking at the function of reaching, which is really, you know, one of the primary movements. That's one of the first things that babies do is they reach for stuff. And so it's part of so many emotional expressions, whether I'm reaching to take or I'm reaching to give, to offer or to receive. Right? All of these different things are related to how we use our arm and shoulder. So now bend whichever arm you were using, could you now bend that leg and have the other leg long? If you had both legs bent before, if you could lengthen your opposite leg, that would be great. So as I said, the pelvic girdle is a mirror of the shoulder girdle. Your arm can be down right now. We're just going to work with the bottom half for a little bit. Because again, we want to try to find a subtle way to do this movement. So using your foot pressing into the floor, could you just delicately begin lifting that hip, the bent leg hip? And you're not trying to lift yourself straight up, but instead think that the pelvis could roll a little bit. Your knee will stay more or less vertical. It doesn't have to tip. It can move a little bit. And you may find that your opposite leg wants to, you know, maybe roll a little bit as well. So you're not digging the other heel into the floor. The leg is kind of limp and relaxed. And you're just rolling your whole self a little bit to your opposite side using the pressure underneath your foot. And so just like when you were using your arm to move your shoulder and roll your head, can you feel that there's a weight change here as you do it? And again, it's not like you have to lift high. And again, turn your attention to the opposite ribs. Notice your breath. And now pause a second and raise the arm. So now, could you raise the arm and allow your hip to move so that you begin moving towards the opposite side? And as you do that, just notice, does your head feel like it would like to move, or does it feel like it wants to stay in the middle? And as you're doing this movement, could you begin to explore the question of initiation? So there's like three different ways that you could actually, you know, Feldenkrais always talked about there's three different ways to do everything. So you could initiate this movement by raising your arm, and as your arm continues moving, it would make your hip want to lift. Or you could initiate with your hip, and as you're rolling, your arm begins to go up. Or you could do the whole thing at once. So play with timing for a while. To me, timing is one of the most interesting aspects of how we kind of do our kinetic chain, right? How do I choose to do my timing here? Do I move from my bottom? Do I move from the top? And you can gradually let this movement grow to such a point that you're almost rolling onto your left side. So for those of you who are choosing to keep your head in place, this might be a time where you want to choose to let your head roll to the opposite side. And you don't want to take it to the point where your knee falls over or that you crash land or anything, but you're just letting your arm and leg, your shoulder and your hip feel that relationship as you go over to your opposite side, still reaching, right? And you'll notice that when you roll to your side, the reach changes how your shoulder blade slides. So it slides in one way when you're reaching and you're lying on your back. And then once you're on your side, it does something different. Can you sense that difference? And then how do you come back? What would happen if you came back by letting your shoulder blade lead you back? And then bring it back, stretch out that leg, and just see what's it like now to just raise and lower your arm a couple of times. Feel that in your shoulder. And then put your arm down. And before you get too comfy into a rest, could you roll to your side and come up to standing for a few moments? This is the kind of lesson where it's really valuable to feel what it's like after having done one side. Of course, you don't have to stand, but so just notice for yourself whether one arm is hanging differently than the other at this point, whether one side of your hips and your ribs feels different. And then whatever arm you've been working with, could you extend it in front of you and just see what's it like to let that arm come forward and then return a couple of times? And then could you change your intention? Instead of thinking, oh, I'm doing a Feldenkrais lesson and I'm exploring my shoulder, could you turn that into a reach, as if you were reaching for that cup of coffee or reaching for that piece of chocolate? And does it feel different when you have an intention behind it? And then put that arm down and see what it's like to reach with your other arm. Just see, does it feel different? Do you experience a different quality in the arm that wasn't there? And what's interesting, I taught this lesson yesterday and somebody was saying that their other side felt really tense and grumpy. And when we got up, just this process of exploring that little bit of reach on the other side began that process that Feldenkrais called a transfer, where the nervous system is beginning to educate the other side. And now go back to your original arm and begin to just reach in different directions, reach up, reach out, just explore all the different places because you were moving your shoulder blade in all kinds of orientations. So just noticing and then let that go and roll onto your backs. And just take a nice rest, noticing for yourself how the two shoulders are lying on the floor. How does it feel to roll your head right now? And then leave the rolling of your head. And now you get to go to the other side. So take a moment, even before you raise the arm, to just come in touch with the outline of your other shoulder blade, comparing it right now to the outline of the shoulder blade you've been working with. Just so we have some information and clarity there. And then raise that arm, the new arm, and just very delicately just begin raising that arm and placing the shoulder blade back down. So you don't have to bring the arm all the way down to the floor. You don't have to bend your elbow. You're just reaching with that arm and then placing the shoulder blade back down and noticing for yourself what touches the floor. And since your nervous system is primed because of what we did on the other side, we can explore in different ways on this side. So you could also explore your lengthening and your reaching in different trajectories. Just lightly, don't force anything, but you can already begin to feel how if you reach in different trajectories, there's a different experience in the neck, a different experience in the head, and you don't have to go far, and you don't have to take it out of your comfort range. Each time, making sure that you place your shoulder back down so that you know when you're resting, and then let it go, put your arm down and rest. And then raise your arm back up and begin to explore the idea of pressing your shoulder into the floor. So first begin with just the simple pressing so that you can feel where is your chosen spot. Is it the same as it was on the other side? Do you press in a different spot on this side? Can you picture that separation of the shoulder blade from the ribs and all the different muscles that are involved in the action that you're taking right now? And then again, begin to explore different pathways so you can let your arm, and it doesn't, again, don't make it a huge extreme movement, just a little bit within that radius, moving your arm a little bit in the opposite direction, moving it a little bit downward towards your feet, just little places, and just noticing how do you press? Where is it easy to access? Could you make it so delicate, so soft that there's not extra tension? It's almost as if your shoulder is melting the muscles around you so that you can be so light and so soft. No force, no violence. And then let your arm come down and rest. You know, you can't say less is more enough times. We're so primed to feel like I'm just not doing enough. I should be doing more. And we feel that if we just push past our discomfort or push past our pain, that in some way we're going to come out on the other side. And in this case, there is no other side. It's about taking care of yourself, and it's about softening to be able to feel the rest of yourself. So now raise the arm up and picture the entire circumference of your shoulder blade. And whether you want to think about that, you're just pressing along and letting your ribs move and letting your clavicles move, or whether you want to think that you're painting the floor with the outer rim of your shoulder blade. Whatever kind of works for you. Again, remember, you're just doing the circumference of your shoulder blade, so it doesn't have to be big. It's a little triangle, just feeling how you're pressing all these different parts of yourself. And then go ahead and reverse it. And just feel what it's like to go the other way. Do you have a preferred direction? Was there a reason why you went around the first way? Was it the same as the other side? Is there a moment where you hold your breath or feel like you have to work? And then let that arm come down and rest. And gently roll your head right and left. Noticing the weight changes as you do it. And then raise that arm back up again. And as you continue lifting your arm now, let your head roll in the opposite direction of your arm. So exploring this idea that as the arm goes up and that upper part of your rib cage moves, how does that connect up with your neck so that you could feel as if it's your arm that's mobilizing your head? Again, remember, it doesn't have to be a huge movement. Can you sense the sliding of your shoulder blade and what's happening at the top of your shoulder girdle? Right? That area at the top of our shoulder girdle is where, and also behind the shoulder blade, where we hold so much unexpressed emotion. What happens at the ribs that are moving along to the opposite side? And what do you feel in the lower part of the ribs in the direction that you're rolling to? Can each movement be a softer exhale so that maybe you can feel it all the way down on the side of the pelvis? And then let it go and rest. And just raise that arm again and just see what it's like to do the original movement of just raising your arm and lowering it and just feeling what's happening. And as you do this, could you play even here with sometimes I'm just raising my arm in this very lazy way and sometimes I'm reaching as if you were, you know, reaching for some reason I had this image of a baby in a crib reaching for those mobiles that they always have for babies to play with. What's that feel like to just kind of reach for something that you would like up there and then let it go and rest? And now whichever arm you were working with, could you bend that leg? And it's interesting, just like we might have a preferred arm, you might actually have a preferred leg or a preferred side of the pelvis. So as you go to press this foot and lift this hip, do you feel that it rolls differently on this side? Is it easier or more difficult? So we're just moving the pelvis now. Your arm is relaxed so that you can feel how that line of force translates from the pelvis lifting all the way up to your shoulder girdle. What do you notice? Does your head want to be involved when your pelvis is moving? And then pause a second, raise that arm up, and begin to explore that movement of reaching and pushing. And it's really interesting if you keep your arm oriented towards the ceiling as you roll towards the other side, noticing what are you feeling in your ribs on the opposite side, letting your head go with you. You don't have to be looking at your hand. It just kind of, you just kind of roll to the side. And as you're doing that, just check in with yourself. Notice if you've just, without even realizing it, got into some habits of maybe gripping in your buttocks or tensing in the lumbar area or the upper sacrum area in order to accomplish your role. And see if you can just picture yourself as a skeleton, so that it's your bones that are moving you and your bones that are sliding. Of course, it's impossible because you need to use a muscle in order to reach your arm, but just to let go of extra work. Let go of the extra work. Who cares? Notice your breathing. And then also pay attention to where you initiate. Are you starting with your hip? Are you starting with your arm? Are you doing everything at once? Do you have a choice? And then let that go. Slide your leg down, slide your arm down. Notice what's happening to the contact with the floor. And now, could you raise both arms up? And just see what it's like. First of all, go back to your preferred arm and just raise and lower it a couple of times. And as you raise and lower that shoulder, just noticing, do you feel a connection with your head? And do you have the option to either leave your head in place or roll your head? So play for a moment and feel that you could let your head go, or you could keep your head in place. Either way is an option, right? Because if I'm reaching in front of myself, and then try your other arm. When I'm reaching for that can of beans, I'm not turning away from the can of beans, right? I want to be able to feel that I can differentiate or not. And put your arms down for a moment, rest a moment. And then once again, raise both arms up. And this time, could you allow both arms to reach for the ceiling? And as you do that movement, sensing what's happening in the upper chest area, notice whether as you're reaching forward, does your chest go forward? Does your chest sink back to the floor? What do you feel in your clavicles? Notice what you're feeling in your neck and your chin. And could you, as you're raising your arms in this way, allow your chin to just fall a little bit backwards? Maybe you're already doing that. And let your chest just softly sink to the floor so that your shoulder blades are just sliding along your rib cage and the whole self is surrendering to this movement. And then let that go, let your arms come down and rest. And once again, take note of how your two shoulder blades relate to the floor. how the two sides of your pelvis relate to the floor. Gently roll your head right and left. This time, as you're rolling your head, can you allow your attention to move so that as you're rolling your head, each time your awareness can go lower and lower, right? So you, as you roll your head to your left, you can sense your left ribs, and then you roll your head to your right, sense your right ribs, and then roll your head again, sense your left pelvis, and so on, letting your attention travel as you go downward. And then when you've done your scan, your sort of somatic MRI here, just let your head rest a moment. Notice your breathing and your thoughts, how your arms are lying now. And then once again, roll to your sides and come up to standing. And reach with the original preferred arm a couple of times in front of you. And as you reach, could you explore what it's like to sometimes let your head turn in the opposite direction and sometimes leave your head forward? And as you leave your head forward, just very subtly pay attention to what's happening in the chin and the neck area when you don't move your head with the arm. And then continue for a few moments, just reaching in different directions with that preferred arm, reaching upward, reaching behind you, turning, and noticing what you're choosing to do with your head in these different orientations. And can you sense your shoulder blade in when you're vertical in the same way as you did when you were horizontal? And then change to the other arm and try the same experiment. So reaching forward first, sometimes with your head turning, sometimes with your head staying, feeling how it's different. And maybe as you're reaching with this second arm, could you think about, again, this idea of intentionality? I'm actually reaching for something. Maybe even you could try it with your palm down as if you were reaching to grasp something, and then do it with your palm up. And does it feel different to you if you're reaching with palm down versus reaching with your palm up? Do you use a different part of your shoulder girdle for those two different movements? And then begin to explore reaching in other orientations. Same thing. So think about, is it an intention? Am I reaching to somebody on the side of myself? Is it different than when I'm just doing the somatic exploration? Right? Feldenkrais work is very practical, and it's always about moving, thinking, sensing, and feeling. So we have emotions associated with the movement of reaching. And depending on whether your arm is up or down makes a difference. And let that arm rest a moment. And now could you put both arms out in front of you and let them reach forward? And notice what you're doing with your chest, with your head, with your neck. Does your head want to go forward? Does your head want to fall backward? Is it, again, now turn your palms down and reach forward as if you were trying to grab something and pull it to you. And then put your palms upward and reach forward as if you were offering something. Does that change what your head and neck does? You're offering something, or you could also think about that you're reaching to receive something. Does that change for you? And then let all that go and just walk around. Right? So every part of our body has these multiple things, the physical function, the emotional expression, and then just the organization of how I carry myself and use myself. So as you're walking, just noticing how your arms swing, how your shoulder girdle feels. Maybe other parts of you have shifted too, because again, the pelvis and the shoulders are a mirror of each other. And that's the end of today's lesson. Thank you.